She'd seen Mia. They'd been 5 years old and brand new kindergartners. Everyone else in Mrs. Tillman's class had been suitably nervous about being away from home for the first time and having to sit still on the braided rug in a circle and follow instructions and practice writing their names. But worst of all had been recess, because what if she never made any friends? The playground had been full of kids, not only the ones from her class, but even bigger ones from the first, second, and third grades, too. She was just about to turn and bolt back into the relative safety of the classroom and Mrs. Tillman when Mia Sullivan stepped in front of her. Where Colby's mother had brushed her hair until it shone and had carefully laid out a new skirt and sweater for the first day of school, Mia's long hair was tied into two messy pigtails, and her mismatched clothes were every color of the rainbow. The other girl was missing one of her front teeth, and her grin seemed even wider for it.
"Hi, I'm Mia. I like your name. Colby is cool. Want to be friends?"
A dozen simple words had been all it took to lift the heavy weight from Colby's chest. Before she had time to do anything but smile back, Mia had grabbed her hand, and they went running across the playground, off on the first of what would be hundreds of adventures together over the years.
"Ooh, look at that," Mia said, as she pointed at a tall, broad-shouldered guy skiing down the mountain. "I wouldn't mind getting cozy by the fire with him later."
"What part of our girls' weekend do you think he'd like better?" Colby teased. "The manicure or the hair highlighting session? Or maybe he would be up for trying the new no-mess waxing kit Janet brought." For the past 5 years, on the first weekend in February, Colby and her three closest friends met somewhere in the U.S. This year, they'd rented a house in Lake Tahoe, California, for their girls-only weekend. There was only one hard and fast rule. No men were allowed. Not even hot hookups. "If he likes any of those things," Mia said with a grimace, "I'm out. Besides, he probably wouldn't want to sit around admiring engagement rings either." Their friends Janet and Ellen were both wearing new engagement rings, and if Colby was anything but happy for them, she refused to admit it to herself. Just because she'd caught her last boyfriend locked in the missionary position with the woman he'd sworn was just a good friend from work on New Year's Eve didn't give her license to spill sour milk all over her friend's happiness.
"You could have told them about Rob and what a scumbag he turned out to be, you know."
Only Mia knew what had happened with Colby's ex-boyfriend. "I didn't want our celebration to turn into a pity party." She worked to shake away the image of her ex in bed with another woman. "Besides, I refuse to let him ruin my vacation in one of the most beautiful places in the world. Especially after he'd ruined her New Year so thoroughly." Intent on relaxing her too tight stomach muscles, she took a deep breath and looked out at the truly spectacular view from her seat high above Lake Tahoe. It really was a winter wonderland. The sky was blue, the air smelled crisp and clean, the fresh snow from the night before was soft and fluffy on the branches of trees. Even before the small jet had touched down at the Lake Tahoe airport 2 days ago, Colby's first sight of the partially frozen lake had taken her breath away. Plus, there was nothing better than spending time with people who knew her almost better than she knew herself. Yesterday, they'd gone out snowshoeing during the day, and then spent the night drinking too much and laughing more than she'd laughed since their vacation last year. Between the gorgeous view and a few deep belly breaths, she finally started to relax. But as the chair moved closer to the top of the mountain, she knew she didn't have a prayer of relaxing all the way. She was mere minutes away from having to face her next challenge, skiing down the hill and getting to the bottom in one piece. In other sports, like tennis and swimming, she was perfectly coordinated. But as soon as she stuck skis to her feet, they went haywire.